Got to get up.
Welcome to the Mean You Were in the Red Morning Show.
Got to get up.
Hey, Kiss 95.1, who is
got
this?
To get
up. Hey.
Got to get
up. This is Charlotte's Morning Show. Mani, Roy, and Lorraine. Kiss 95.1.
Wake up and win your chance at $500. Going to be calling out another name very soon, so make sure you keep listening to Kiss to get that money.
You know, it's so great when you have local sports teams here, professional sports teams who get involved in the community. And, you know, the Charlotte Hornets and Beasley Media Group and the MRL show, we have a great relationship with the Hornets. And it's always good to see what they do around Thanksgiving time for feeding the homeless. That's and, you know, I mean, just charity after charity, going to so many schools, you know, to give back to the kids here locally.
Well, Hurricane Florence devastated our coasts and caused so much damage. So many people are without. And it was so cool to see our Hornets and Michael Jordan step up. And they're here to help out our own Carolinians in our own backyard.
And, what, Honeybee? What do you want to say?
I was going to say, Michael Jordan's already donated $2 million, and then they're going above and beyond even that. So I thought that was...
I feel like when Fred Whitfield and Mitch Kupchak, the new general manager of the Hornets, are here, you should be wearing some, maybe something Hornets-related.
I had kind of a morning. My son is here at work, so I'm sorry. Forgive me, guys.
Good to see you, Fred Whitfield. How are you?
I'm doing great. It's good to be here, and thanks for having Mitch and I. And you guys are exactly right. We as an organization take a lot of pride in giving back to our community. We're so thankful for our fans supporting us. All those efforts are led by our owner. And again, Michael stepped up in a big way, giving $2 million, $1 million to the American Red Cross and $1 million to the Foundation for the Carolinas, who take those funds and give directly to the hurricane victims. And that's just where it starts. We feel like we have an opportunity to use our platform to really make everybody aware of what those on the coast have been devastated with. And so tomorrow, we'll be partnering with Second Harvest Food Bank. It'll be an all-hands-on effort by our organization, again, led by Michael, to package 5,000 food care packages that'll be distributed in Fayetteville, Wilmington, and Myrtle Beach, who were affected the most. And we're excited to have our players there, our coaches, Mitch and his staff, and our business operations staff. We all are just thrilled to be able to do all we can to try and give back and let those that were affected know just how much we care about them and how much we want to help.
And Beasley Media Group, by the way, we are going to partner with you guys as well. Yes. And I don't think there's a better partnership between the two.
Amen.
We're ready to help out and you guys, pack boxes and do all that stuff too.
You guys are phenomenal. And, you know, we do great things together around Thanksgiving and helping those in need at that time. And so, thank you to you guys and the entire Beasley team for just being phenomenal partners, not just as our broadcast partner for our games, but also doing great things out in the community and helping us with our efforts.
Now, I mean, it's always hard to see one of these disasters or tragedies happen around, you know, the country or the world. But when it happens in your own backyard, it makes it so personal for us here in the Carolinas. And there are other ways that fans can also help you. I think you guys have a T-shirt that fans can buy that a proceed goes to. Will you tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah, we do. And what our fans can do is just log on to our website, Hornets.com. There are five organizations that that we're asking our fans to contribute to that are funding, sending those funds directly to victims. But our Carolina Strong T-shirt, which is a pretty cool T-shirt, the Fanatics, our apparel partner, has created in conjunction with the NBA. You can buy those online. Those funds go directly to the hurricane victims. And we're trying to be as creative as we can and partner with NBA Cares to try and do as much as we can. And our fans so far have been phenomenal in really reaching out and wanting to help. And our players have done the same thing. And so anything that we can do to help, because it is very personal. You know, Michael grew up in Wilmington, which is why I think this has touched him in a big way, because he's just looking on television and seeing his home community being devastated by this hurricane. And Mitch played at Chapel Hill. I grew up in Greensboro. You know, North Carolina's home for all of us. And so we want to do all we can to help, you know, our friends and families around the state to do the best they can to pull out of this.
Okay. So if you guys want more information on how you can help out with the hurricane relief efforts, make sure you check it out, Hornets.com. We're also going to put up all this information up on our Kiss95.1 app. So if you want to help maybe stuff boxes, help donate, whatever you want to do, buy a T-shirt, we'll have all that information for you.
Yeah, you'll be helping the MRL show and the Hornets. And I want to add this, too, because I think this is important. MJ, by the way, he didn't wait. On Tuesday, he donated the $2 million. That storm left the area Sunday night slash Monday morning, and by Tuesday, MJ donated $2 million. So
phenomenal.
Thank you for what he did. Like you said, it's home too, Fred. So, Roy, before we want to say hi to the new general manager, Mitch Kupchak, who just came in from L.A., but before general manager Mitch Kupchak steps up, is there anything you want to tell Fred that you would like to see in the arena this year? It seems to be an ongoing theme. Fred comes in.
Well,
you ask for certain things.
Sure, sure. Well, the biggest thing I've been wanting was honey, because everyone called it the high.
Oh, you should have let him do it, because I knew he was going to get it wrong.
The beehive. The beehive. I don't know. Has there been honey put in? I haven't got an update. Has there been...
Not yet, but it's something that we've been talking to Levy Foods about.
Good.
And exploring.
You got to have honey. Yeah, just for me. Yeah. You know, how about this? Just have like a little bucket that says Roy's honey. Just a bucket of honey.
That sounds like a great brand to me.
Yeah.
I mean, you got a little under a month. I can't believe the season's about to kick off in October.
I know. It's a big year for the Hornets. It's their 30th anniversary all season long.
Look at you.
We're so excited. You know, 1988, wow, 30 years ago, this franchise came to Charlotte as the first professional franchise in this city. When we reclaimed the Hornets name 5 years ago, one of the other things we definitely wanted to do was get the history back from 1988 to 2002 and then marry that to
that
the Bobcats years and now our Hornets years. So we'll have 8 classic nights where we'll wear our white pinstripe retro uniforms or classic uniforms.
Very cool.
We'll have a classic court down. It'll look very much like the court looked back with the old Hornets franchise. The music will be... You know, like it was back then, our dance team.
That was off of Tryon. Was the arena off of Tryon? Is that where it was?
It was out Tyvola.
Tyvola,
yeah,
that's right, Tyvola.
Hive Coliseum, yeah. They had a lot of energy.
Mm-hmm.
We'll bring that energy back for those 8 classic nights. And we're just excited. There's so much to do during this 30th anniversary, and the All-Star Game will just be a highlight in February. To have a $100 million economic impact event come to our city that puts us on the global stage.
All-Star game.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
With the best players in the world.
Mm-hmm.
And so the NBA is excited. Our city officials are excited. Obviously, we as an organization are excited. We want to host, if not the best All-Star game ever, one of the best. And the NBA is committed to doing so, and we as an organization are ready to roll our sleeves up and do our part.
Trust me, we were all over your brother, who is a employee with us and a good friend of ours, Charles. We say, Charles, we want to host parties on All-Star weekend. He's like, I got you. Don't worry. So the MRL show, we're in too.
There'll be a lot of parties.
Thank you, Fred. Let's say hi real quick to the new general manager of your Charlotte Hornets, Mitch Kupchak. Welcome.
Thank you.
And welcome back to the Carolinas as you grew up here.
Yeah, well, it's little did I know, 30 years later, I'd end up back in a state that was so dear to me, working for, somebody I met in a hotel prior to a championship game in 1982. That would be Michael Jordan. He was a freshman.
Wow.
So here I am 30-something years later. It's great.
Yeah.
Funny how things work out.
Yeah, isn't
it?
And, of course, Mitch is going to be in charge, Roy. So it's like
if you
play Xbox and you pick your players. No, he's not the coach.
Okay,
he's
in charge of the franchise. So if you pick your players, he picks the players.
Got you. That's kind of cool.
The team. Yes.
That's a cool job, man.
And I pick the coach too.
That's cool too. So. I love that.
You want honey? You got honey.
You're the man.
Do start on Saturday, October 6th at noon at the Spectrum Center in the purple and teal scrimmage. Mitch, what do you think fans will be excited for as we head into the season, even just watching the scrimmage, checking out some of the new blood that we have on the team?
Well, as I mentioned, we do have a new coach in James Borrego. And we're excited about having James on board since he got here. Our gym has been full every morning, on a voluntary basis from players. And I've been in this business a long, long time. A lot of times when the season ends, the players go their own way because they're allowed to do that. And they're not required to come back until the first day of training camp, which is next week. Okay, but our gym has been full of activity, since the day we hired coach, which is really in June.
That's
and,
cool.
Yesterday, we must have had 10, 12 players in there, 10, 12 coaches, the music's blaring, the...
Nice.
Players are
love
shooting,
the dedication.
There's a lot of rebounding and drills. It's all on a voluntary basis.
Oh, that's good energy to go into the season
here.
With. Yeah.
So there'll be hopefully, just by making a change, we'll translate into some wins.
Cool.
Now we've made some trades,
mm-hmm.
and we did a draft. Who I think was a productive draft with Miles Bridges and Devontae Graham, who's from Raleigh, went to Kansas.
Yes, Rock
so,
Chuck
you know, those things may help us down the road. And a lot of the names that were on the team last year, you're still familiar with. Kemba Walker is our star. So there's a lot to look forward to.
Kemba's mom's also a star.
Yes, she is.
Have you met her yet, Mrs. Walker? She sits at the games, and she is a diehard fan.
You'll hear her.
And we love her. Okay. She's got good energy.
Yeah.
So she's there. And, of course, let me talk to some people, Roy included, that might not know. Tony Parker is new to the Hornets this year.
Okay.
He dated Eva Longoria for a part of a bit of time.
That's pretty cool.
You know who she is, the actress.
Yeah.
Okay, that's the tie-in.
Oh, all right. That's fine. Yeah, bring it all round for me.
Yeah, there you go.
I love it. I just don't know it. I love going to the games. I love watching it, and I love it when we talk and hang out with Cody and all the other great players. I don't.
It's a social thing for you. That's okay.
It is. I just don't know, like, stats and...
Yeah, Mitch is happy to hear that. He works hard to find, to get stats on stuff, and you're here saying you don't care about it. That's
right.
Nice.
Well, I just don't know it. But, like, I hear they have a center, but they have that in football, too, but they do different jobs, so I don't know.
Let's see if Mitch knows some generic... general pop culture.
Oh, boy.
Just general pop culture.
Okay.
Let's give him an easy one, a softball one. Can you name a Kardashian?
Kim Kardashian.
There you go.
That counts. Hey, so it's like my general knowledge of sports. It's good.
And who is Kim Kardashian married to?
That may be a bit harder.
He's from Chicago.
Yeah, I know who it is, but you got me on the spot. This wasn't a part of the show.
No, it wasn't. But you're doing great.
You said they were
going to
do this.
You're doing great. You're close. Kanye.
Kanye West.
There you go. Look at Mitch Kupchak. You know what he's doing. All right, listen. Enough of the questions. You did great. Thank you guys so much.
Thank you guys.
Loren, remind everyone how we're helping out the coast.
Yes. If you want to help out the Hornets, we're teaming up with them. You can go to KISS95.1 and find out information, or the Hornets.com and find out information there. They're selling t-shirts, Carolina Strong t-shirts. You can also donate to 5 different organizations as well. So we are so excited to be partnering with them.
Also, make sure you get your tickets for the 30th anniversary. All season long, season tickets, single game tickets are available right now at Hornets.com.
Fred, Mitch, thanks you guys for coming by. Best of luck to you guys. We'll be there cheering you on.
Maney, Roy, and Loren. Wake up.
I love the morning show.
Kiss 95.1.